Also this morning, new tariffs on many prescription drugs are taking effect. Those import taxes on branded and patented drugs are set at 100%, but there are exceptions. At the very same time, the president is offering Americans a new way to buy drugs at a discount. Money Watch correspondent Kelly O'Grady is with us once again. Kelly, good morning. What kind of change in drug prices are we likely to see with these tariffs?
Good morning to you. So the pharma industry warns it could mean higher prices for Americans, but analysts that we've spoken to suggest the impact won't be that large for three reasons. First, the tariff won't hit generic drugs, which account for more than 90% of medications in the U.S. Additionally, deals with the European Union and Japan, of course, both major sources of pharmaceuticals, have capped tariffs on most drugs at 15%. Finally, any company that has broken ground or is in construction at a U.S. manufacturing facility is exempt. Now, one company doing just that is Pfizer. President Trump announced the drug maker will invest $70 billion in American manufacturing and research facilities. In exchange, it avoids those pharma tariffs for 3 years. As part of the deal, Pfizer will also sell its drugs to Medicaid patients for the lowest price available in other developed nations. Now, the White House also announced Trump RX. That's a direct-to-consumer website where Americans can get medicines at a discount beginning early next year. Pfizer is the first partner and says it will sell many of its drugs at a 50% savings on that site. Now, industry critics argue most Americans won't reap the benefits. Why? Most patients obtain drugs through insurance providers. With TrumpRx, it appears that consumers will need to pay out of pocket. Regardless, consumer advocacy groups call this a win for patients when U.S. drug prices are nearly three times more than other countries.